When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast, where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
So we're going to be talking about imposter syndrome. So for those of you who don't know what imposter syndrome is, this is the definition. Imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern in which one doubts one's accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. So for me, imposter syndrome is a belief that people like me, people like us, don't deserve a position like them because we are not who they are. It's basically a game of comparison. When the truth is, we know more about ourselves and much little about other people, which is why sometimes we can draw these false conclusions. When you know more about yourselves, you know your weaknesses, you know your failings, you know your past mistakes, and because you know so much of who you are and what you've done and where you've been, and you don't know much about the other person that you're now looking to as like a statement. Let's say, for instance, you want to become this amazing YouTuber, or let's say you already are. And so because you know yourself and you know your errors, maybe you have like, I don't know, a speech impediment. Maybe you're not as confident in your looks as you think you should be. So you take that belief about yourself and you go online and you look at somebody who seems so confident, smashing it, who has X amount of followers, and for you, you compare yourself and what you know about yourself to them and what you don't know about them, if that makes sense. We know a lot more about ourselves, so we think, oh, that could never be me. So with that conclusion, we build an image in our minds of who those people are that have what they have, and therefore who we should be, when in actuality we are all the same. Nobody is more worthy or less worthy than anybody. And it is usually with imposter syndrome, the people that are genuinely talented, the people who genuinely work hard, who are skilled, who are gifted, it's usually those people that suffer from imposter syndrome. Whereas the ones who are literally imposters, who are just blagging it through life, they seem to have the most confidence. So why is it that someone that is capable, someone that is gifted, someone that is talented has a fear of being an imposter more than someone who isn't talented? The truth is, real imposters do not feel like imposters. They have all of the confidence in the world. Meanwhile, you, who is not an imposter, is sitting there with self-doubt and low self-esteem. People with imposter syndrome just feel like they're not good enough no matter what they do. So they have this sense of perfectionism, which actually comes from lack. If you are a perfectionist, it's because you do not want to be found out. You want to prove to everybody that you are capable because you don't truly believe it yourself. But let's be honest, honest, we all have a level of self-doubt. We all doubt ourselves. We all doubt our judgments. We all doubt our opinions from time to time. We are human. And how many of us have been in a place where maybe you're getting celebrated or someone's congratulating you for doing something and you're sitting there and in your head, you're thinking, if only they knew who I really was, if only they knew that this presentation that they're praising, I created it last night and hadn't been working on it for 2 weeks like they thought I was. And so I believe that imposter syndrome comes from the belief that we have to be perfect in order to be professional. And I personally struggle with that myself. Everyone has a job, you're responsible for something. I think for a lot of us, we are imposters because we don't know everything. And the person over there who is actually a professional, they know everything. And I think we just have to come to an understanding that everybody is an imposter. Let's just say that. Everybody is an imposter. Everybody has places in themselves that they feel like they are not the best at. And if anybody was to find out, they would be exposed. It's like people with imposter syndrome feel like there's somebody waiting for them to slip up, that they can carry them out, shame them in front of everyone and say, yeah, this is imposter. I don't know how you let her in. I don't know how you let him in. We really feel like we have to be perfect in order to be professional. We have to be perfect in order to be worthy. And that's not the case, because you can strive for perfection your whole life. And even for those who get close to perfection, perfection does not make you happy. Perfection does not make you feel fulfilled, because it's always on to the next one. It's too much work. It's too much stress thinking that everything that you do has to be done perfectly. Some things in life just have to be done. Period. And so for me, what that belief does, believing that I have to be perfect or perfect to be professional, it leads me down a downward spiral of me comparing my inside world with all my fears and all my worries and my concerns and all my missteps and all my mistakes with someone who I can't see any of that. And so what that causes me to feel like is I'm so far away from the standard, because that's what happens when you compare yourself with someone. You put them as a standard. Never mind you barely know anything about this person, but you set that person as a standard, and therefore you always feel like you're falling under it. Always feel like you're not good enough. What is enough? Who is the standard of enough? So I always feel like when people say, I don't feel like I'm good enough, what is enough? And it's always, when you really get down to the root of it, it's always someone else that they're now examining or measuring themselves against. And the trouble with that, the person that you're comparing yourself to is probably comparing themselves to someone else. And that's just the danger of comparison. It never ends. It never stops. Nobody has it all together. And those people who are trying to convince you that they do are usually the ones that are struggling the most. Remember that. I think when we normalize progress over perfection, we would all be a lot less anxious. And I also find that people who are highly skilled at something or very talented or very gifted in something, they tend to feel like, why did I get this? Why am I the chosen one? What's so great about me? Anybody else could have got this position. Anybody else can do what I do. Like, have you ever met someone that was so gifted and they feel like anyone can do that? No, anyone cannot do that. The truth is, everyone is not everyone, and everyone is not you. Sometimes there's just a special grace that we have on our lives to do the thing that we are called to do, that we have been chosen to do. Wherever you are in this world, you are chosen to do something specifically on this earth. You are chosen with the attributes that you have, with the gifts that you have. You are chosen. Everybody is not everybody, and everybody is not you. Believe in your source. And sure, there probably are other people that are more capable than you, more gifted than you, more qualified than you, work harder than you, but they are not you. And that is your power. To live life believing that everybody gets what they deserve is to really lose sight of time, chance, and fate. Maybe you are that person because you need to be in that position. Because let's say in 10 years, you may need to be that gatekeeper that lets somebody else come through the door. You may be in a position to help the less fortunate get to where they need to be. So you can't just be thinking, oh, I'm not worthy. Sometimes life is just not about you. Sometimes life isn't just about you. Sometimes we need to be where we are in order to help someone get to where they are. and that will preach. So I want to let you guys know you are worthy to be wherever you are. Never feel like you don't deserve to be where you are. Sometimes it's just not up to us. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that God lifts up kings and he takes down kings. He sets people wherever he wants them to be. Sometimes it's not even you. Sometimes you're not that cute. Sometimes you ain't that cute, but you need to be that man. Sometimes you aren't the best singer. You need to be where you need to be. Like time, chance, and fate, we can't be ignorant of these things. Yes, work hard. Yes, hustle. Sometimes you just need to realize that you are who you are, where you are at this specific time on the planet. So, imposters, what should you do? I think that we need to acknowledge the areas in which we are weak, the areas in which we sometimes feel insecure, and work our butts off and make up for those deficits. If you don't know a particular thing about a particular topic that you should know because your position demands it, instead of watching that extra show on Netflix, go and do some research. And the truth of the matter is, when you're truly competent, when you truly know what you're doing, it brings a level of confidence. Competence brings confidence. We are all going to feel like imposters if we just blag our way through life. It's a given. If you are supposed to take a meeting on Thursday, yet you show up to that meeting unprepared, you should feel like a fraud because you are a fraud. However, if you took time to prepare yourself, understand and learn the topic in which you're talking about, you should not feel like an imposter. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of us do not have the discipline to really do what we need to do and be where we need to be. Discipline, a word that nobody ever talks about. When we think of the greats, when we think about people who are successful, one thing they have is discipline. I don't watch series. I think watching TV, watching series is a luxury. And sometimes the truth is I have not afforded that luxury. There's work to be done. There's always work to be done. Money have to make. There's money to be made. I think I have a fear of being lazy. Even when I don't feel like I've accomplished all the things on my to-do list, I feel like a bum. I don't know if it's something I need to work on. I just need to probably prioritize and manage my expectations. But if I'm not working on something, I feel like I'm letting my potential go to waste. And somebody asked me in my Q&A on Instagram, what motivates you in life? And for me, what motivates me in life is knowing that I have all of this potential inside of me. I know there's gifts upon gifts upon gifts, things that I could be doing right now instead of being on YouTube, let's be honest. But I know what I'm doing on YouTube now is serving a purpose. Like, there's so much more in me and I just want to get that out. But there needs to be discipline in order for me to do that. I cannot just let the year go by without actually doing something or accomplishing something. And I think we all have that within ourselves. If you don't discipline yourself to get things done, you're always going to feel unhappy. That's a side note. I just had to say that. If you work on your weaknesses, there'll be no fear of being exposed because you now believe in yourself. Confidence is truly just a belief in yourself, a belief in your abilities, a belief in your knowledge. We can't get that confidence if we don't put anything in. It's like a bottle, right? Imagine this bottle was empty, right? The more we fill this bottle with understanding, information, study, research, life experiences, the more we're going to have to offer. If you were just an empty bottle, you should feel like a fraud. But if you know inside, you have invested this stuff into yourself, knowledge, research, time, discipline, you should feel confident in your ability and not like an imposter. Imposter syndrome is for those who genuinely are imposters, okay? Once you have built it, once you have invested in it, your confidence will be in the things that you already know and not in the things you don't know. We've got to remember to feel the fear and do it anyway. Anyone that's ever done anything great has been afraid. But don't use that fear to self-sabotage. Don't use that fear of being an imposter, of being found out, of not being competent enough. Do not use that as a reason to self-sabotage. But channel that fear into getting discipline. Channel that fear into becoming competent. Competence brings confidence. The reason why sometimes we self-sabotage is because we don't believe we deserve the thing we have. And the truth is sometimes you don't deserve it. But that's okay because you got it anyway. It's yours anyway. You have that position anyway. You have that job anyway. It's yours. It belongs to you. Deserving or not deserving, in your mind, you have it and it's yours. So what you choose to do with that is totally up to you. But I would advise you not to self-sabotage because you don't feel worthy. You have to get to a place of feeling worthy. And the only way you're going to get to a place of feeling worthy is if you build up your competence, whatever area that may be, whatever area you're feeling like a fraud in, build it up. Take time and invest in it. Build up your weaknesses. Forget your strengths. Work on your weaknesses. Because the weaknesses is what's going to trip you up. Your weaknesses is what's not going to make you feel confident. I may not be the best. There may be people that can do what I do 100 times better than me. But I am chosen. And I am chosen for this time right now. And sometimes favor just isn't fair. If your boss likes you at work, favor is not fair. If you get a promotion over someone else, favor is not fair. It just isn't. And that's that. So guys, hope you guys enjoy this video. Hope you guys are feeling more confident. Hope you're not feeling like an imposter. I want you guys to know that everybody experiences sometimes a feeling of being found out to be a fraud. You're not alone. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.